international detective dragons from outer space. Well, hello everyone, and thank you very much for downloading and listening to what is not episode 48. No, actually, this is not at all episode 48. If you're first joining IDDFOS, if you're first sampling these shows, please note, this is not your standard run-of-the-mill, walking around in its street clothes podcast representative of IDDFOS. This episode shall be known as They Took Chandeliers into Manhattan. They, of course, refers to me. So I'm just recording this little bit to set a context for what you're going to hear. It was recorded, the bulk of it, well, practically all of it, really, yesterday, Friday, November 9th. I had been out 2 days sick. I'm still a little bit sick, so I probably sound nasal as hell right now, but who cares? Let me get on with it. I was out 2 days last week, and when I returned on Friday, I discovered that it became necessary for me to drive some chandeliers into Manhattan, and rather than moan about it, I decided to make it into an adventure. And I recorded little bits and pieces of it, all the while thinking that I was coming up with content for episode 48, which this is not. So occasionally you'll hear little references maybe here and there, as if it was supposed to be a part of 48. That was just me deceiving myself. You're used to hearing that, especially if you're an old listener. All right, so yeah, that's what the situation was. I recorded my little adventure into Manhattan, and that's what you're about to hear. There'll be little snippets of jazz, which I felt appropriate to throw in for the intros and outros of different segments that you're about to hear, and there will be closing music at the very, very end of the show. After I've said thank you for listening, I'm going to throw in a piece called Oaks, and that piece and all the other little snippets of jazz that you'll hear throughout this, very subtly and in the background, not really. Well, at any rate, they were all done by the Thursday group from two separate albums, one which was called First Album, and the other was called Uncle Mean. You can find Thursday group and those two albums at Magnatune. We are not evil. www.magnatune.com. Thank you very much, Thursday group, and please enjoy that closing music. It's a nice little piece. I think I've remembered everything. Oh, well, if I've forgotten, I'll wish I had included it and then just, you know, whine and moan and think to myself, oh, what a horrible podcaster. You didn't include everything and fill the listener in on absolutely every tiniest detail that you wanted to. Hey, too bad for me. I'm just going to let this happen now. It's time for me, of Saturday the 10th, to shut up and let everyone listen to me of Friday the 9th, because I could. Thank you. Thank you very much for downloading and listening. And here we go with They Took Chandeliers into Manhattan. Please enjoy.
All right, I know what I said. I know what I wrote. You have it in writing. You have it in writing. I said that I was not going to take any more recordings. Take recordings? I wasn't going to do any more van recordings. Well, there'll be a slight variation on that. The sound you may or may not hear in the background is 12 chandeliers. Yes, the kind you would hang up in your house over a dinner table. Artificial crystal looking fancy schmancy chandeliers that are only about the size of a large beach ball each. But there's 12 of them. That seems to be the key. They were in our production of Romance, Romance. There's nothing we can do with them. They're tiny compared to stuff that should go on any stage, even in a 500-seat house. Well, I don't know, maybe in an intimate setting. I'm sick as a dog. It's Friday. I didn't expect to be doing this. Hello, everyone. I'm driving these chandeliers into New York, into Manhattan. I'm driving them to a place in Manhattan. I will not divulge the location. But they came out of the woodwork. I've been sick for the past 2 days. I was out Wednesday and Thursday. I didn't go to work. I was busy trying to cough my stomach out through my nose. If I seem a little nasal, well, then I should. Now, what I'm going to, with the variation on this, actually this van business, as far as recording goes, is that I am not going to record while I'm at speed on the highway. That's just too much. That's just, like, torture. I don't know, as far as I'm concerned, because I listen to it and I'm like, it's like I'm trying to talk to somebody while standing next to Niagara Falls. So I'll just preface all this by saying, here I am, about 11:30 in the morning on my way to Manhattan on a Friday. It's the 9th, I think. Railroad tracks. I hope there's something left of these damn things by the time I get there. They're suspended in boxes on sticks. And they're all in the back of the van there, just waiting to be shaken to pieces on my little ride into Manhattan. I brought a camera along so that I could take pictures and you could see things. That is, if any of the pictures turn out. So, well, we'll see. We'll see how this goes. I don't often go into Manhattan, but when I do, it's almost always because of work. I don't enjoy it a whole hell of a lot either. Driving in New York? No. I don't know how some of these trucks do it. Hello, birds. I really don't. Kurt, how the hell do you drive? How do you drive in New York? There's no room. Oh well. Heading toward the turnpike, and I mean the whole story behind this. It's silly. People call me. They were coming out of the woodwork since I got sick. Monday, Tuesday, I didn't get a single phone call. Nothing from nobody, and that's fine. I got plenty of other things to do without worrying about people calling in because they want whatever. The 2 days I was out, I got 5. One guy wants to rent a Madonna statue, a Virgin Mary statue that's just so long as it's over 5 feet tall, and a desk. Another guy is calling from Oklahoma, wants to rent our... It's funny. He's calling from Oklahoma. He wants to rent our carousel set. 2 major musicals in one sentence. Somebody else wants a listing of all our Art Deco furniture. No. Sorry. You want to come on down and tour the warehouse and pick out Art Deco furniture? I think you'll find that most of it is in a rental package and we can't split it out. Hello, birds. And then somebody else wants to rent a totally different, totally unrelated chandeliers. Wants to rent all the chandeliers. Not these chandeliers, but They don't know. They don't know what they want. That's the thing. They just want you to send pictures and prices. Whoop! There goes one of them. Tell you, I would really be surprised if I get these things there in one piece. I really will. But I'm over it. Oh, and chaise lounges. That was, I think, the fifth one. Did I mention five? Who cares? You don't need to know about this. I'm just coming off of, like I said, being sick for 2 days. Still sick now. Fortunately, I didn't take any cold medicine this morning. I was considering it, but I really don't like how much it dulls my head. And I certainly wouldn't be driving into Manhattan if I had taken any. Although, who the hell knows? It might help. All right. I'm going to be getting onto the turnpike very soon. I'm going to be getting up to higher speeds, so I'm not going to subject you to all that background. I'm just going to shut off now and start up recording again when I am stuck in Lincoln Tunnel traffic. All right, so I'm 495 East approaching the Lincoln Tunnel. Hewn through rock. And by that I mean 495 East. I'm looking at rock walls on either side of me here. And the tip of the Empire State Building, straight ahead. And a great big billboard that's showing some overdeveloped guy in Abercrombie and Fitch. Well, he's not wearing anything, actually. Just says fierce. And he's got his thumbs hooked in some kind of jeans or pants or who cares. Wonder how much it costs to put up a billboard like that. Wonder who I could call to find out how much money I'd have to spend to put an ad for International Detective Dragons from Outer Space onto that billboard. But it costs a lot, particularly if you're just going to do one billboard. But a lot of people would see it. Probably crash my site. Ain't gonna happen though, is it? You're just fantasizing now, aren't you? Yes, I am. Okay. Oh no, last exit in Jersey, Weehawken and Hoboken. Oh no, I'm gonna miss it. I am supposed to miss it. Pay attention, Adam. Alright. So what does this have to do with they? That was supposed to be the theme and or topic of this particular podcast, this episode, number 48, they. Who are they? What do you think they look like? No, you see, buddy, when you drift over into the lane as if there's no one there, that's what causes people to crash. I don't know, you may have heard about it. Maybe they taught you that in limo driving school. Not much opportunity to take pictures here, particularly since the weather turned and it's starting to drizzle. But I'm on that long curving ramp, the top of that long curving ramp that sweeps around and then goes down into the Lincoln Tunnel. But what does it have to do with they? Well, these chandeliers, if they actually manage to get them to light, I don't know whether you can hear them jiggling around back there or not, but these chandeliers are going to appear in a jazz concert. And folks are going to look at them. You know, occasionally their eyes will glance at the 12 matching chandeliers. That is, if they can fix them well enough so that they all look the same by the time they get these things hung. And how many of those people are going to wonder where they came from? There'll be one person turning to another in the audience, however big or small it is, saying, "Ooh, they did a nice job with this show." Or they'll say to themselves, "What cheap bastards. Look at those tiny little stupid household regular chandeliers. They couldn't get big ones, so they bought 12 tiny ones. Nice design. I wonder what they were thinking. Honestly, I wonder what they were thinking, but... Oh, these poor things. I'm just listening to them disintegrate behind me. But how many people are really going to wonder, where did they come from? Who handled them? How did they get where they are? Once I hand these off to somebody, and I can't say where, they're going to get handled by somebody else. Who's going to have to repair them? Screw little tiny bulbs into them, stick stage pin connectors on them, run wire to them and hang them in specific locations around or over the stage, wherever this jazz thing is going to take place. And nobody's going to know or care who that person was. They're just going to see the chandeliers. And it reminded me, just thinking about that, now, this is one of those circumstances where they is us. It reminded me of a pretentious film that I probably brought up a couple of times already on IDDFOS called My Dinner with Andre. Very pretentious, very artsy-fartsy, philosophical, I don't know, some guy who... somehow managed to make lots and lots of money by doing stupid artistic things and living an outrageously irresponsible and emotional life, not quite producing anything so far as I know. You know, a brilliant script, a well-directed show. This is something that someone can do and, like, afford to live in an apartment in Manhattan? That's just me being jealous, I guess, but... Wow. Wow. Sorry. A really, really long, white, SUV-shaped limo. I've never seen one of those before. It's very funny. In the film, Wallace Shawn says some... You all know who Wally Shawn is.
The first is never become involved in a land war in Asia. And the second is never go against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
That's who Wallace Shawn is. Well, he's in that film, him and Andre Gregory. And when he gets through listening to all this crap that Andre Gregory is going through in his life, it's like, I should have this guy's problems. Anybody listening to this would like, geez, I'd love to, you know, live in a luxury apartment in Manhattan and have your awful, awful problems. When he gets through listening to all these artistic, all the artistic whining that this guy goes through, he says, one of the things he says is, you know, there's some things that can really, like, fascinate people. For all I know, people's minds could be blown by the contents of the cigar store next door. And he's right. $7. I wonder how much it is. Oh, it's $6. All right. Well, wait a minute, I'm a van. Oh, I don't know, I'll find out. Approaching the toll. And he's right. Just fully examining everything that managed to get into Manhattan, into this cigar store, and wondering about its history. It's like, where did the tree grow that got cut down to be made into these different luxury cigar boxes? And when people were picking the leaves for the cigar, that's just the cigars. Never mind all the little different tchotchkes and wooden sculpted carved things and lighters, handmade lighters, meerschaum pipes carved by people. all of it had to make it into that city, and all of it had to be handled by lots and lots of different people. Lots and lots of different they. Was the guy picking the cigar leaves before they even got processed in whatever cigar leaf processing plant they go to? Plant. It's probably a shed. Was that guy celebrating a marriage? Did he just get back from his honeymoon? Was he happy when he picked those leaves? Oh. Boy, what an idiot. I've got Easy Pass. I'm pulling out bills and I've got Easy Pass on this van. Or is some movie star... And just cut me off on the right there, please. Get me used to it. Get me acclimated to Manhattan. God, I'd take a picture now, but I'd probably get arrested for, like, plotting some kind of attack on the Lincoln Tunnel. Some movie star buys, makes it on the cover of Cigar Weekly or something because he's a cigar aficionado. And he's smoking the Hoyo de Monterey Governor or the Punch or whatever the current favorite happens to be according to the trendiness of the people that are so trendy. Is he smoking a cigar leaf that was picked by a guy who was mourning the death of one of his children? What was the guy's name? What was the lady's name? Somebody had to put all those things into that cigar store. Somebody had to carve the pipes. Somebody had to design all those box covers. Have you ever looked at cigar store box cover art? It's all they. It's amazing what they can come up with. Sometimes you can be standing right on top of they and you don't even recognize them. None of this is in keeping with my personal... Ooh, let's hear the inside of the Lincoln Tunnel. Alright, that's enough of that. None of this is in keeping with my original personal visual on who they are. Remember I said just describe what they look like? You can be standing right on top of they and not know who they are, particularly if you're not one of the people that's really aware of how things are done, how things actually take place. Hell, I'm riding right through it. I'm traveling through a tunnel that was dug under a river, and the people that did it, the men that worked on getting this tunnel dug, are probably long dead. I don't know any of them. There's nowhere in this tunnel where their names are written down. It makes for a good horror novel. I understand there's at least one of those Stephen King novels that has somebody having to go through one of these underwater tunnels. I think it's the Lincoln Tunnel. Could be the Holland Tunnel. Who the hell knows? Whatever. I was starting to go somewhere. Where was I starting to go? Oh, we had a show called Big River. How did I get back to show business? Well, it makes sense, I'll tell you. This is how it ties in. We had a show called Big River. And in the show Big River, there is a raft. Now, you can do the raft many different ways. You can just have a platform that looks like a log raft roped together on wheels that's got, like, moss and crap hanging off of it and canvas and whatever with a wet look, and just stick it on wheels and move the raft along with the pole as the actor. We can't actually do things like that in the theater that we work for because it's too unpredictable and potentially too unsafe. An actor could lose control of the thing, it could roll right into the orchestra pit on top of the musicians, and everyone would be unhappy and make pouty faces, and probably a couple of them end up in the hospital, which would be bad. What we needed to do was to make a raft that was drivable by a technician hidden inside it. An independently powered raft that could be steered, driven, to give the look of somebody moving along on the big river. And we did. Now, I'm using we in the same sense that I'd say we have landed on the moon. I didn't have anything to do with figuring this out. Nothing. I don't have that kind of engineering skill. But the shop that I work for did. Several individuals are very, very good at engineering this type of thing. You draw up the shape, you figure out where the drives need to go, how strong the drives need to be, how they're going to be controlled with what mechanisms, what position the driver is going to be in, you know, all the safety measures inside so that nobody gets shocked by the twin car batteries that are going to run the thing, and you go to it. Once it's all drawn up, you build it. It was built out of aluminum framing, and all the little all the motor mechanisms, electric motor mechanisms and drive wheels that went into it. And they were working on it. They had the top of the lid off at the theater as they were putting some finishing touches on wiring and cabling and whatever. And the guy that extreme higher-ups, I'm not going to mention any names because I don't want to embarrass anybody or get myself in trouble, came by, looked at it, and said, "That's amazing. Where did you guys get the plans for this?" Now, this is somebody that's been involved with, was involved with the theater for a good many years and had very close association with what was built at the shop also for a good many years, and didn't seem to have a clue that the reason he was paying people what he was paying them was because you don't get the plans for this anywhere. The they that made a raft drive independently on stage reliably night after night and safely, the they who do these things was standing right in front of him. It was the guy that was working on it. Then again, I don't know. I mean, I suppose I should put things in context here, because the same individual that was wondering where we got the plans to make this raft, As if you send a wafer to some secret NASA lab or something. Needed larger tables. Needed removable tabletops. And he seemed more impressed by the fact that we were able to make circular tabletops that could fit over the smaller ones, all the same size and all perfectly round. He seemed... Everybody's impressed by that, as he probably was by this raft. I think his exact words were when he saw the round tabletops, were, "It's amazing what these guys at the shop can do." He was an appreciative man. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't denigrating anybody's skills. He just, you know, they are closer than you think. I guess it's amazing to me. It's just amazing to me how you could not know certain things. And it's probably amazing to a lot of other people how I can be so ignorant of so many things. Oh, here we are. So in the Lincoln Tunnel, and I'm looking at tiles. I'm looking at hundreds of thousands of tiles. They all had to be put in place. Individual human hands had to put these tiles in place. There's millions of them. Millions of them. All these lights strung, they had to be put there by people. They made the tunnel. They keep it running. I wonder who they are. It's probably a whole bunch of people that are not too dissimilar from me. I don't know whether it's a cure for boredom or what, but I guess if you happen to be stuck in traffic, or you happen to be driving into Manhattan with 12 fragile fake crystal chandeliers, 15 pounds apiece, with no lamps in them and no plugs, that are being rattled to pieces as I drive. If you're doing something like that, maybe it helps to pass the time when you figure out that they are mostly us, so far as getting actual things done, making actual physical changes in the world. Everybody in this tunnel has a point of view and a life and a desire. They may not have goals. They might not even be thinking 5 years ahead. The instant I said that, I realized I'm not thinking 5 years ahead. I'm thinking, am I going to be able to make it to the dock by 1 o'clock, which is supposed to be my window for unloading these things? Because in Manhattan, they schedule dock time. They have to. I'm not even sure I don't think I'm even halfway through this tunnel. I haven't crossed the New York, New Jersey line yet. But it may help to look at things, whatever it is that's around you, even if you're in a waiting room or at the airport or something, just look around and try and surmise the absolute complete history of one item. Of one item that you lay eyes on. It's like one of those other mental exercises that people give you. When you're completely bored, look at everything around you as if you have to draw it. Look at everything around you as if you have to lay it on lines, on paper, with a charcoal crayon, with shading and everything. Draw it on a piece of paper in your mind. Boy, for somebody that's been sick for 2 days and who's losing his voice because he's all congested and blah de blah de blah, I'm sure going on a bit. I think I'm going to, what am I going to do? I think I'm going to stop with the recording here and just concentrate on getting out to 9th Avenue, heading north, so that I can catch 58th. Going the right way. Otherwise, I'm going to be in a one-way circular cavalcade of hell. And we've got near total gridlock here at West 36th Street and something or other, can't see. I just took a picture that had birds in it and I did say hello to them. I don't know, here's a guy that can't even cross the damn street and probably isn't going to have much success. Me trying to make a left turn, and I'm in the left lane, and it's a one-way street that way, so something's holding things up. That's another not terribly interesting when you're type A behavior. Today, I'm not type A behavior. If I had to be somewhere, I really had to be somewhere personally for myself, I'd probably be a little bit more ticked. But I'm not. Because I'm either going to get there or I'm not. And if people see these chandeliers or don't see these chandeliers, it isn't going to change the world. It may make for a less pleasant jazz production. But I don't see what it has to do with the music anyway. But there's all types of people that are driving around in here with nerves on edge. Cheek by jowl. The other thing is I only have a vague general notion of where I'm going. Excuse me. I kind of got a good idea of the layout of Manhattan. decades and decades ago, when first I was auditioning. Oh dear. Oh dear. Sorry, dude. But I'm waiting here too. And you cutting around the outside isn't helping. Good, you just gotta bull your way through. Oh, I see what's going on. There's a crane up there blocking half the street. That's a good thing to do in Manhattan, I say. Block half the street. What am I on anyway? Am I 36th. Well, this is totally boring, so I'm going to stop. Okay, yeah, gridlock. I had to start again because it hit me. Say, if anyone has any doubts that there are too many people on Earth, come drive here. Hundreds of people. Way too many. Hello, humans. No, I'm trying. I promise not to hit anyone. And coming up on a cross street. Oh, there it is, 9th Avenue, and I'm on the opposite side of the road. I can't make a right. How am I going to make a right? I'll never get over. Maybe I can get over. Drive your car. Yeah, if you're not going to drive your car, I'll drive mine. Yeah, I wonder if I can do this. Can I do this? Thank you. Ooh, that worked out great. I don't know how I pulled that off. I actually made a right on tonight. Across three lanes of traffic. I guess it's mainly because nobody could go anywhere else. 35th. All right, I'm looking for... No, I can't tell you what I'm looking for because then you'd know where I'm going. Client secrecy. Ooh. Can't take pictures either because I'm trying to like keep from cracking up or running anybody over. All right, yeah, this is boring. Sorry. I'll stop now. Another thing I often think about when I'm driving in Manhattan, or even when I'm just visiting Manhattan, still on 9th Avenue, another thing I think about is a book that I cannot recommend highly enough. I was mistaken in thinking for the longest time that it was out of print. It was out of print for about 25 years, I guess, and then it's back in print now. It's called Who Needs Donuts? By Mark Allen Stamati. And it's billed as a children's book, but once you get hold of it and you look at it, you realize this is way more than a children's book. As a matter of fact, there's some dark imagery in it that, I don't know, if I was a kid, some of it would give me nightmares. Page after page after page of ink drawings. That are detailed. I mean, like, detailed from hell. There is not a square half inch of the thing that isn't filled with something interesting to look at. Absolutely amazing. Who Needs Donuts? By Mark Allen Stamati. It's back in print. Check it out. He draws not just a cityscape, but the people in the cityscape and what they're doing in a very surrealistic and wacky way. It's not possible to describe it. It really isn't. But, yeah. Checking out what's around me right now as I try and make my way uptown with a fuel truck cutting me off. I hate getting trapped in the middle of an intersection. All I can think about is the illustrations in that book and how apt and accurate they are. Giving the feel for what it's like in a city with way, way too many people and way too many things going on. Every one of them, hundreds of thousands of people, all with different points of views, different desires, different memories, different experiences, and they all move things around and do things and make things happen. Surrounded by they. There's one of them walking across the street talking on her cell phone. There's a guy with earbuds in, probably listening to International Detective Dragons from Outer Space on his iPod. It must be so. What else would he be listening to? I just got to jump in here real quick and say there's some folks that are really, really nuts or oblivious or brave as hell here in Manhattan, and those are these nutcases on bikes. Some of them, no helmets. They're weaving in and out of stuff that could, like, smash them like a hamburger patty. They're insane. They're nuts. Woo! Jeez. One of them just rebounded off the front of the van. All right. Just wanted to say that. Thanks. I'd take more pictures, but, well, what the hell. I'll take one now. I'm going to take a picture of a sign that says Razor on it. Hope that came out. Looks a little blurry. I'll try another one. All right, sorry. Listening to a recording of me taking pictures in Manhattan, this must be the most fascinating thing you have ever heard in your life. I have to apologize for that. Sorry. Oh, I'm at Madison Square Garden. I hadn't planned on going to Madison Square Garden. But when I saw the streets going down instead of up as I was on 9th, I did have to turn around on 8th. I got a little disoriented, I think. I entered the tunnel at the wrong place and therefore came out at the wrong place and therefore ended up going in the wrong direction the whole time. There's a sign. I'm looking at a Beowulf poster that's got to be 40 freaking feet tall. 40 feet by 20 feet at least. Huge. Somebody had to print it. They really know how to print things, don't they? It's no big deal. Just do what I do and scale it up. United States Post Office. Corinthian columns at the top. It's big. Neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. See, now I always thought it was shall stay these couriers, but it's not the way it's carved on the stone up there. Who knew? I learned a new thing. Whoa, dude, wasn't even trying to take a picture. I'm not getting very far here, I gotta tell you. Do you know what I think? I think I'm going to swiftly be approaching the TikTok diner. I could be wrong, but if it's true, I'm gonna get all excited. Why? I don't know. That's the only other reason why I would drive into Manhattan, to meet fellow podcasters. Well, we'll see. If I see it, I'll shout. Yep, there it is, the TikTok Diner. Corner of 8th and West 34th, and it's got scaffolding all the way around it. They are apparently doing something with the facade of the building that it's at the bottom of. I'm not as excited as I thought I'd be. Mainly because it's quarter after 1 and I was supposed to be at this place at 1 o'clock. But there it is, the TikTok Diner. I don't know what else much I can talk about, really. Maybe take another picture of the concrete canyon. Well, just so long as I don't run anybody over. There we go. That's good. Out of the way is good. Not walking in front of the van is a good thing. We approve of that. What are all you people doing here? What do you all do here? I'm not going to get anywhere with this. I seem to be on the wrong side of the road, even though it's one way. I seem to be in a service lane that's constantly blocked by all kinds of stuff. Although, I've made my way forward because the center lane has been blocked by all kinds of stuff, too. One of the difficult things I think about taking pictures in New York is you really can't portray in an image, with probably the exception of Times Square, just how crowded and mammoth these damn skyscrapers are on either side of the road. You really do feel like you're at the bottom of a canyon. All right, that was good. That was only 3 inches between me and that cab. Happy New Yorkers! Happy, happy New Yorkers. Is this light green here? Oh. Yes, it is. And there's a Yuengling, America's oldest brewery truck, right in my way. So, here I go. Trying not to get creamed by a bus, while trying not to kill the brewery guy delivering. Holy crap. Okay. All right. Okay. Picture time. Well, I made my delivery. That was freaking stupid. They don't so much schedule dock time as make sure it's as difficult as possible to get to one. They've got security that just I wish they'd had people go through that like before they get into the Lincoln Tunnel. All right, back on 9th Ave. Oh, if I could get my camera out, I'd get a picture of the horsey. I can't get a picture of the horsey drawing the little thing. Ooh, maybe I will. There's a red light here. Horse-drawn carriage. You gotta love it. Oh, good shot. I got a picture of a horsey in Manhattan. 100 years ago, that used to be all the rage. Let's see if I can get them in the rearview mirror. Ooh. Okay. Disc full. Hope that came out. I have to remember that that's on the red floppy disk. Yes, I'm using a camera that actually records to floppy disks. Unbelievable. It's something like 8 years old. An 8-year-old Sony Mavica. Beep. But yeah, I mean like mirrors under the van. You have to give your company name. When were you expected here? Go to bay, whatever. All inside the building. Very strict. Extremely strict. And they're wanting me to back the van into this, like, into this urine sample cup. And all I've got is these 12, 15-pound chandeliers. They're nothing. It's like, it'll be quicker for me to get them off the van and onto your dock than for me to back in here. Because they got equipment on either side, that equipment and a pillar. There was no way. But I feel better now. It's delivered. Yes, I was an hour late, so what? Deal. It's New York. I don't want to hear how come you weren't here at 1 o'clock. You at the 1 o'clock. Get here when I get here. You gonna give me a hard time with your town? You think I enjoy bringing crappy little chandeliers to a hole like New York? Well, in a way, yeah, I kind of did. Gave me an opportunity to record some stuff and take keen pictures, which I hope, really do hope, turned out, because I like the horse pictures especially. Now all I gotta do is make it to the Lincoln Tunnel somehow. We'll be right back. All right, we're on a crawl on Route 9.
Route 9?
No, 9th Avenue. Honest to God, you want a real picture, a real perfect in every way artist's rendering of my adventure in New York. Pick up Who Needs Donuts by Mark Allen Stamati and look at the illustrations. That is the perfect artist's rendering of the impression and the experience that I had today. Now all I have to do is somehow make it back to the shop within 2 hours so that Mrs. Adam 5 doesn't have to sit there waiting for me to get back from New York. This is kind of a dark example of system failure. This is an absolute parking lot. I don't know how an ambulance is supposed to get from point A to point B. I really don't. It's four lanes across, and there's not an open spot. I've been sitting at this light, not moving, and it's changed three times already. I've had everybody and their brother pass me on the right, including this stretch limo that's about to do it. It's like, dude, you are blocking the entire frickin' intersection. I've been here. Where have you been? Maybe I can take a picture of this. Doesn't really give the impression, though. You don't get the full 360-degree hoo-ha. I have a feeling it's all heading for the Lincoln Tunnel, too, which is kind of a shame. Jeez, if you don't care, I don't give a... either. If you're just gonna go, then I'm just gonna go. I'm slowly becoming type A, traveling down 9th Ave. I have joined the gridlock brigade. Come on now, somebody's gotta go somewhere. Dude, you got my ass hanging out here in the intersection. Could you please pull forward? Thank you very much. Here we go, Fleet Trucking. How do these guys do it? I don't know. I'm in a van and I'm having a hard time. How the hell are these guys in full tractors with a full load behind them? How the hell do they do it? I want to document my location. Let's see, it's 2:33. I left my delivery point at 2 o'clock, well, 2:10. And I'm not even halfway down 9th Ave to get to Lincoln Tunnel. I wonder if I could find some of this stuff on the map. Golden Chicken and Ribs? Probably not. Thrift and New Antiques Jewelry Store? Must be a pawn shop. Garden City Deli, corner of 9th Avenue and West 43rd. And of course, a Starbucks. Starbucks on the opposite corner. Oh my goodness. Difficulty I'm running into now is I've got to wee-wee. What is going on here? Why is it the total stop? Why is everyone totally stopped? No one is going anywhere. What are you looking to do? What do you want me to do? Where are you waiting for me to go? Go ahead and beep. Go ahead and honk. Nothing gonna happen. Ooh! Lincoln Tunnel, New Jersey. There's a sign up ahead. A light at the end? No, a light at the... No, a sign at the beginning of the tunnel. So this is the land of they. The New York they. People that live, well, and there aren't many of them that live here, I don't think. Quite a few homeless, I bet, that do live here. But there certainly are a great many people who work here. And anybody that works here daily is in an entirely different universe from me. And I'm only about a 45-minute to an hour drive away from this place. And I live in an entirely different universe. I tell you one thing, if I had to make deliveries in New York, I'd be happy if I got two done a day. Alright, I think I better call it quits here because I got too much material to go through already to chop out a whole bunch of stuff. So, thank you for joining me on my adventure in Manhattan on Friday the 9th, 2007, and listening to my bizarre speculations on the hundreds of thousands of they's that are running around here, miraculously not getting killed. At least I hope the majority of them aren't. The vast majority. So, thanks. Bye.